All right, everybody. Good afternoon. It's noon in the East. It's Adam Grubb with Stick and Hack and Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York City. Keith, this is Stick and Hack Reacts, and on a weekend that really shouldn't have had a lot of golf news and was just kind of that, you know, lost weekend of golf, ended up having so many storylines and so many things for us to react to that you texted me last night and you said, I can't wait till 12 o'clock tomorrow to do the show. Let's go through them quickly because there's so many things. We might have to do some bonus reacts here. Let's start with the most pressing topic, and that's the Olympics and the sheer amount of golfers that are falling to the COVID guidelines seemingly every day and are no longer going to be playing in the Olympics. Your reaction to the Olympic confusion and COVID restrictions that are forcing the majority of these golfers to not go play?
You know, Adam, this is an interesting one to start with because – you know, my reaction is definitely a big thumbs down here. But then my secondary reaction, well, I mean, this is like a good news, bad news. Maybe it's a bad news, bad news. I'm not really sure what it is. But Bryson DeChambeau, your buddy, he's out of the Olympics. Tested positive before he left America for COVID-19. We feel very sorry for Bryson and those close to him. We hope everyone is healthy and remains safe. But sure, he's out. And then, of course, who do we replace him with but none other than Captain America, Patrick Reed. So I'm not sure that we've ever had a double thumbs down on a reaction, but as many people probably didn't want Bryson to go over there, there's probably twice as many people that don't want Patrick Reed to go over there and wave the flag. So he'll probably win the gold medal, which will be great. But we can react to that in a week or so. So, you know, what really is interesting to me, Adam, is – did you hear about John Rahm? What's going on there?
So John Rahm, from my understanding, has COVID again. He has had COVID 38 times in the last year and has prompted him to be out of many golf tournaments. I don't want to turn this into crossfire here, Keith, by any means, but I will tell you that it is shocking that John Rahm, who was leading the memorial just about a month and a half ago and was told to leave the premises because he had tested positive for COVID, and then a month and a half later, test positive again due to, and now he can't go to the Olympics. There is some questions that swirl around. And is John Rahm using this like we do as an excuse to get out of things we don't want to do? I.e., I don't want to go to your dinner party there, Carol. We've been exposed to COVID. Or is this legitimate? What is your reaction to that?
You know what? That might be the case. The Tokyo Olympics is certainly turning into a dumpster fire. So the number one player in the world, maybe he's just looking forward to the WGC in Memphis or something. Or
He might have said, how do I get out of this? I know. Here's something that could get me out of this. Is that even possible, though, Keith? Would a professional golfer just decide I don't want to go to the Olympics and represent my country in this? And is that even in the realm of possibility? Because that's what golf Twitter and other venues are saying, that this is a little hokey.
Adam, it actually makes more sense to me than somebody testing positive within 7 weeks twice. So yeah. You move on. Let's just go on.
Evian Challenge or the Evian Collapse. So in the LPGA this weekend, we had a somebody who was leading the tournament handily by six or even seven strokes over the eventual winner. This was a collapse of all collapses, and it is not a good look for an incredible golfer in Lee Six. Keith, your reaction to the Evian over the weekend and how that collapse ranks in the collapses of all time in golf?
Well, Jung Jung Lee Six, she did have a 5-shot lead and an eventual 7-shot lead over the champion, Minji Lee. It's a pretty big collapse. I mean, it wasn't a weekend where she was the only one. I mean, we can get to Cameron Tringale at the 3M Open in a minute, but he didn't have a good day either on Sunday. But certainly she was playing great. I mean, you're giving her a pretty tough time. I'm going to say meh on this one because she did shoot 61 on Friday. I mean, yeah, she had 17 birdies through two rounds and 36 holes. I mean, that's pretty good golf, Adam. She did play fairly well on Saturday. She maintained the 5-shot lead, and then, you know, she went into Sunday and she struggled on the front nine. She had lost the lead by the end of the front nine, and her competitors were, you know, they were circling. You know, the vultures were out. They could smell blood in the water. And they were there. And Minji Lee, which is kind of a cool story. I mean, she's got 6 career victories, this being her 7th, her first major championship. And her younger brother just won the Aberdeen Scottish Open a couple weeks ago in a playoff. So this is like the Lee family is like the playoffs family. You know,
well, I'll tell you this, Keith, though. You're illuminating my point in that she had a headline weekend, including some record-breaking or record-tying scores on Friday in the major championships for the LPGA. She couldn't close, and if you can't close with a one-shot lead, that's one storyline. But not being able to close after having 3 incredible days of golf and being on her game in every sense of the word, and then losing a 5 and eventually 7-stroke lead to the winner. That's not just heartbreaking. It borders on, oh my God. And if this was any other golfer, I think that the storyline would be much bigger. If Rory or Jordan happened to blow a 6 or 7-stroke lead, they'd be talking about it on Golf Channel for 3 days straight.
Well, okay, couple things. First of all, right now, all they're going to do is talk about the Olympics and Jon Rahm not playing on the Golf Channel, right? But yeah. That being said, Reacts is meant to be fun, Adam. I mean, you're going down a very, very dark spiral
today. I'm having fun. I mean, if
we really wanted everybody just to like completely throw up their lunch, we would bring up your 2nd place at the member last weekend. And why didn't you close in that? Right. I mean, golf is hard, man. You got to take it easy on some of these people. These champions, they're out there. They're trying their best. I mean, it just doesn't always work out. Give me a little Stephen Dodd. All right. Give me a positive story.
Speaking of 2nd, Louis Oosthuizen got 2nd again in a tournament. Shock of the year.
If you want to
win money, Keith, bet Louis Oosthuizen 2nd every single weekend. Stephen Dodd won the senior open over the weekend and beat the cowboy Miguel Henel Jimenez. And he had what most would dream of and have dreamt of their entire lives in golf. And that is a 72nd hole birdie to win the open championship, senior open championship. Stephen Dodd, an incredible story. If you don't give that a thumbs up, Keith, you don't like golf.
No, super thumbs up for Stephen Dodd. You know, 32 years on tour. He's had 7 victories between the Euro Tour and the Legends Tour, which is their version of the Champions Tour. His first ever major championship. You know, he played really well on Sunday. I mean, he's holding off the likes of, like you said, the Mechanic, who came in 2nd. Darren Clark was in 3rd. 4th was Bernard Langer. You know, I mean, he's like 107 years old. You know, it's amazing he can play that he's not in the filming of like the 4th version of Lord of the Rings. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. I mean, he's everywhere and he's always winning. And then he had Ernie Els up there. So Stephen Dodd, a Welshman who is, you know, obviously not a household name, 12 feet on the 72nd hole to win his first major championship. I'm impressed. Huge thumbs up for him. And, you know, I think that Stephen Dodd alone is going to change the trajectory of this week's Reacts with his great putt. And what I love most about it, and I wrote about this online, was that he walked up. I mean, the commentators were still trying to set, you know, the situation, yeah, you know, with the play-by-play and the analyst coming in and talking about how he was going to approach the putt. And they were still talking, and the putt was halfway to the hole. And this guy's like, hey, man, this is my job. I knock it in, and then that was it. And I loved it. And Jimenez came out and congratulated him, showing that he's just, you know, all these guys are just great competitors. Really, really good feel-good story there. And another feel-good story, you mentioned it earlier, Usti was 2nd place at the 3M Open, but Cam Champ, he's had a rough go of it lately. And the guy's a closer. I mean, he's got 7 top 10s on his PGA Tour career, and he's got 3 wins. So, I mean, if he plays well, look out. He's just one of those guys that gets it done. And, you know, he won out there at the 3M. I mean, he didn't make the last hole look too clean, no, but he got it done in the end. And it just goes to show you golf's hard. And, you know, my condolences to Jung Lee 6. I mean, you were tough on her today. Jeez.
Hey, we've moved past that. All right, we've moved past that. We're in the positive zone here of Stick and Hack Reacts. Right. And Cam Champ, I will tell you, is that person that you want in your DraftKings lineup every week, because he does. He gets top 10s. He can sneak in a win in there, and he is pretty consistent. He's never really always at the top, but he is near the top. And so if you have a DraftKings fantasy league going every single week, which Stick and Hack does, Cam Champ is a good one to have. Let's talk at the end.
Wait, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam. He missed the cut in four of the last 6 weeks, and he withdrew from the fifth tournament.
What's your point? So the USGA... the USGA Junior
so
Championship.
So my reaction to that, I'm not going to put him in my DraftKings lineup there.
Well, I do. I do, all right? And well, I'm going to continue, just to spite you. The USGA Junior Championships was over the weekend as well, and Nicholas Dunlap won at 17 years old. This is a grueling Junior Championships. They play 180 holes or something like that. It's a bracket. It's match play. It's a qualifying. It is a crazy amount of golf that you play. It sounds like some of those weekend golf trips you take with your buddies where you just play golf for four straight days and you can't even see straight. That this was an incredible tournament. It is becoming one of those must-see events, too, for young golf. And to see the up-and-comers, Nicholas Dunlap, is he an up-and-comer at 17 winning the tournament? Your reaction to that, Keith?
You know, Nicholas Dunlap isn't a household name in the junior ranks, but congratulations to him. That's a huge victory and is just a wonderful resume piece as he heads on into collegiate golf. But I'm going to go back a week, and let's talk about Rose Zhang winning the girls' junior right down at Columbia Country Club there in Maryland. Then she flies over to the Evian. She goes to France. You want to talk about grueling. So she plays like 119 holes last week in the heat of the Mid-Atlantic. Then she goes from D.C. over to Evian. She plays in the Evian Championship. She's 18 years old, and she makes the cut there. I mean, these junior players are so good, Adam. Big thumbs up for all of junior golf. You know I love it.
Indeed. Keith, great show. Thank you so much. A lot of fun today. Stick and Hack Reacts. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio. Check out the Pro Show, where you get your podcasts and the Stick and Hack Network, as well as he is a contributing writer at stickandhack.com. Keith, thanks so much. This is Stick and Hack Reacts for July 26th. 2012? That's not right. 2021. My God. What is going on, Keith? I had a mini stroke there. You guys enjoy your day. Hopefully it gets better for you. See you later.
Hit the buffet, everybody. Have fun.